It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Wait, am I right? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, you're good. Hello? Johnny.
I don't have headphones on.
You want the second mic?
You want me?
Use the other mic, yeah.
This is the bad one?
Well, move your feet so you can sit in that chair.
No.
God, you're a bum.
This is my
just slide over.
You are such a bum.
Ooh. No, this one's louder, isn't it?
It is loud. It's got more pep to it. I got to turn it down a little bit.
And I can hear myself?
Yes.
Whoa, dude. Yeah.
Is this on the podcast?
Yeah, so I'm keeping all this in right here. Welcome, everybody, to the Plan B After Show podcast. Brock Hunter, Johnny Greaser live in the studio, everybody.
Just slid right in.
Hey, that's how he always slides it right
that's
in.
That's what I do all the time.
Slide it in.
Underneath
the
door.
To the top. Yeah, there's a White Snake song called Slide It In. You know that song?
Yeah, I know that
slide
song.
It in.
Right
you should
to
do
the
that
top.
Right
slide
to the top.
In.
Slide it in, straight to the top. It's awesome. It's about banging.
Yeah,
it's about banging Tawny Katain.
That just sounds like AC/DC covering White Snake.
Yeah. Ooh, slide it in. Ooh.
Anything hair is AC/DC to Brock.
What should we talk about today?
What did you talk about today on the coast?
I talked about giving up your finger.
Can you talk about that on the
coast?
Or
your firstborn
finger?
Child. So,
let's do that. Let's just talk about that.
Yeah,
we'll, since we're lazy and we didn't think of a
steal,
topic,
steal
we'll
my idea.
We'll steal your
time.
Topic.
Right.
Perfect. What was your topic there, Johnny?
So it was, what would you be willing? There was a survey. It was, what would you be willing to give up so that you could retire 10 years earlier
now,
than usual?
The average person retires around what, 65?
65.
65,
yeah.
So you're going to be able to retire now at 55.
Yep.
The ripe old age of 55. Mm. That is only 22 years away from me at this point, which actually, that's a long time. Damn, dude. Actually, that made me feel a little bit better.
Yeah, that is a lot. I mean, because you think about you've been really working since you were, what, like maybe 16?
Yeah, if you count, you know, it is summertime jobs. I mean, it's probably about 16.
I've never worked a day in my life.
I know you haven't.
This was my starting
today.
No, I ain't.
This was my first real job working here.
Working
really?
Here was,
like 13 years ago.
Nice.
The one where you get a paycheck and it's official?
Yeah, it was the only one, the first job that the government knows about.
Yeah,
because all the other jobs were working for my family and doing stuff like that under the table.
Porn.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah that too.
Amateur porn videos. Back when you had to do it on VHS.
Working down in Mexico.
Mexico!
Or Canada.
Doing those donkey shows.
Because you know Canada, they don't give you real money in Canada.
No, it's Monopoly money with some old lady on it.
I mean, it's called loonies and toonies. I mean, come on.
That's true. Loony is a $1, right? And a toonie is a $2, right?
Yeah.
Loonies, because there's a loon, isn't it? Isn't there a loon on the loony?
I don't know.
I don't know. Anyway.
I basically did a porno right on Canada's border.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I had drugs.
Him and a mount me got real physical. Yeah. Physical.
Now, he didn't touch me, Brock.
Whatever.
He did everything else.
Whatever. He got a finger in the pee hole, didn't he? How many Canadian knuckles did you have inside your bum?
How many moose knuckles did you have in there?
No, the question is how many Canadians? Five of them, man. Five of them. No, it was a bad story. It was a bad time, and I'll never go back to Canada because of that.
Canada's a great spot.
Yeah,
so you're not going to tell the story about the porno in Canada?
The porno in Canada? No, basically, they made me get naked because they thought I had drugs, which I didn't, and my buddy had a terrible record, so
guy have a French accent?
I'm not sure.
Was he French-Canadian?
I know they were behind a window. And they were looking at me, and
laughing.
They made me do things.
They were behind a window.
They made me do
laughing.
Things really slowly, and they made me shake every article of clothing I had.
You sure they were Canadian? They were policemen.
They could have been just two random dudes. I don't know, but you know what? I didn't have any drugs, and they're like, "Oh yeah, you don't have any drugs. Welcome to Canada."
Yeah,
like,
we just ruined your life,
dude,
and
thanks,
bro.
You know, there's video of that out there.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah. We just completely scarred you for life, but at least you don't have drugs, so you're good.
Good
I got
know.
A nice clean.
Move along.
I got a nice clean beehole though, so I don't care if that video
is
out there.
Is this American's butthole bleached?
Yeah,
it's crazy. He's like got a bleached butthole.
Hard to flush though, because it just comes out
one solid piece,
a bowling pin.
Well, it's nice. I never have to wipe.
It's like a powdered donut. Looks like a powdered balloon knot.
All right, can we stop talking about that butthole?
Never. We're never going to stop talking about your butthole. Okay, we'll get to the topic. So what would you give up to retire 10 years earlier, which that may not seem like a lot, but 10 years, man, 55, you're still young, you're still sprightly.
And you can do a lot in 10 years. Yeah. You know, and the way I kind of shaped it was you still get all those same benefits. It's not like you're cutting you off 10 years yeah. early and you're just saying, all right, you're done.
Yeah.
No, you'd still get all the same if you had a pension or 401k or whatever that, any of that crap that you got that's extra. You still get it.
Here's a question for you guys is how bad do you want to retire?
No, I don't have. I don't.
I can't wait to retire, really? And I love my job. I do. We have the best job in the world. We really do. But I cannot wait to be retired. I can't wait to literally have.
What are you going
to
do in place of your work? Because you're going to get bored.
I'm going to fish. I'm going to travel. I'm going to hang out. I'm just going to like my grandma. Like she is. What is she 90 now? Yeah, she's 89, 90. Anyway.
Still working in the coal mine?
Yeah, still digging coal. No, she's
still
just
carrying
she's got
on her shoulders.
She's got a boyfriend. They go on trips. They gamble. She's drinking as soon as she is just living the best life.
Yeah, see, is your grandma the typical person, though? Because I think a lot of people that retire are like, oh, yes, I'm finally retired, and they don't do
but
shit.
But people don't have hobbies, though. You got to keep yourself.
Yeah, that's the thing. Americans are doers.
Yeah, yeah.
And I even find myself that when I even take like a week off,
yeah.
and I'm just like, I'm going to do nothing for a whole week.
Yeah.
By like day three, I'm like, I got to do something. Yeah. I got to have some sort of activity. So I think about like if I have 20 years of that,
yeah.
I'm going to just bore myself out of my mind.
I think of all the times and of course I have it in my mind. I'm going to have my cabin on the water and it's just I'm going to wake up in the morning, have a nice breakfast, I'm going to go fishing and then I'm going to go down to the bar at the end of the road mm-hmm. and I'm going to drink and have a nice dinner. Kiki's going to be long dead.
Jeez, man. Jeez, dude.
You're going to do it all naked.
Naked. I'm just going to be a naked old fisherman.
See, here's my opinion in this whole thing. And I don't really have a lot of experience in it, but a little bit.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think you have good ideas and good plans and a good stable retirement. But I think you get bored. You get bored. As many hobbies as you have, fishing, golfing, camping, you know, everything. You're an outdoors guy. Mm-hmm. You can only fill it up so many times, man. And you're only going to want to fish so many times. The reason I say this is because there's one point in my life where I didn't have a job. And it was like 3 months, man. And I had to blast the first month.
Yeah.
Second month, I'm like, all right, I can do this.
Yeah.
I'm still financially fine. I'm fine.
I live in my parents'
halfway
basement.
Through the
it's
second,
all good.
Right, halfway through the second month. No, I was on my own. I had my own apartment. And halfway through the second month, I'm like, dude, this is getting weird.
Yeah.
Third month, bored.
That's
bored,
why,
bored, bored.
That's
I was like,
why
I couldn't find
see,
a job fast enough.
You see
man.
All yeah. these senior citizen like groups, like my one grandma, she goes on trips with her church group. Like you gotta stay busy, and that's good for the mind, man.
Yeah, you gotta stay busy.
You gotta stay busy. And I'm hoping I'll still be able to play music at that point. I love being able to.
Let's be
to,
honest, you can't play music now.
Nah, I'm not that good. I know just enough to
I think work,
serenade the
I think
ladies.
Work subliminally fills the gap.
But here's the problem, though, is that we work because it's what we're like. Dude, if I won the lottery and I had the money, dude, I wouldn't work. There's people like, no, I'd keep my job. Fucking why? No, no, I'm going to go and enjoy. I'm going to do all the things that I can't do because I'm working all the time.
It's surprising coming from somebody with you with the job that you have that you absolutely love and you enjoy coming here every day.
Yeah, that just goes.
I can see. Yeah, if you're working your ass off, swinging a hammer every single day, yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck that. I'm gone. I'm out. But you love this job.
I do love this job. I've loved this job, but I've also worked very hard at this job for a lot of years. Shut up, Johnny. That's how you roll. Yeah. But, you know, I did.
I don't think so, Tim.
I did the weekends. I missed the holidays. I did all that stuff, and I've worked to a point where I am now, and even though I love this, it's still work. I'm still getting up. I still have to answer to the man. I still got to do stuff, and I can't wait for the day when I don't. The only person I have to answer to is me. Hey, Brock. What are you doing today? Yeah. I don't know yet, but I'm going to figure it out.
See, here's a, here,
think and think about how great video games are going to be at that point, too.
Yeah, that's just true.
See, I don't play video games.
See, Johnny, you got to get. Think about it on those rainy days. You can play some video games. So,
think about,
hi, Kiki.
Think about, you know, you got. Here's the thing. You got fuck you money, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Because you're retired. You won the lotto.
Yeah.
See, your job doesn't even. So if you came back to radio and you're doing radio, but you have $1 million in your bank, you're going to be a little careless on what you do, what you say, and how you do your job. Yeah. So I think it almost makes the job better because.
Well, go ahead
and fire me.
Here's the question, though. Why not leave the job for someone who needs the money? Like, who needs if I don't need it, if I want $1 million, we're completely off on the topic that we were going with. Well, but if I want $1 million, or what, I'd need more than that now at this point. If I only want $1 million, I'd probably still work for a while anyways. I'd put that into like a CD or something like that, let it build up for a few years. But, man, all those people that retire young, man, they're doing it right. Because also, too, when you're older, like, you can't do as much. I think it's so funny that when we're young and we're capable of traveling and doing all this stuff, we don't. We work our lives away. I hate seeing people work their lives away. It sucks, man.
It does. You got to give and take. I don't know.
Like, my poor folks, like, they have worked so hard for so long.
My dad still works.
You know, and yeah, my dad will probably still do the farm stuff, but... I don't know, answering to the man. So to answer the question.
They're doers.
Americans are doers. I know. I'd see, like, my dad would probably go crazy if he didn't have something to do, but that's just like fine hobbies. Like your dad building Jeeps and doing stuff like that and working. Mm-hmm. But I tell you, I would cut off a digit or two to retire early.
Yeah.
I absolutely would. Take this finger, Johnny, lop it off right there. You know, bite it off.
What if you had to give up a nut?
Oh.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
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 You only need one.
And to be honest, Kiki doesn't know how to handle both of them at the same time.
What
do I do? She can't get them both in her mouth anyways.
It's like a trapeze act. It's like spinning dishes on the stick.
She always makes that noise.
What if I said I had to take a leg?
For 10 years? No. Not for 10 years.
What about a foot?
No.
What about your pinky toe?
Oh, God, dude. Lop that fucker off.
No, you need the pinky toe.
No, you know what?
Just be falling over.
You guys are full of shit. Both of you. You know why you're full of shit? Because I come here with some scissors. You're going to, no.
Well, because you're not going to let me retire early. You're just going to cut off my toe.
I say if it was an actual thing and I was sitting here with some loppers and was like, dude, I'm taking your fucking toe.
Do it.
You would say no. There's no way.
I'd let you take a pinky.
That you would go through with it.
No one sees that. It's a pinky toe. Lop it off.
Question is,
you have two pieces of metal around your toe. You're gonna think twice.
Lop it off.
What are you cutting with? What do you got?
Loppers.
You got like
loppers. It'll be quick.
Like really good ones, my mom just pruned the rose bushes with this.
They're sharp.
It'll be so quick. It'll make a popping noise right off.
Tell you what, I'll do you one better. I'll do you one better. Take a rusty nail, get the toe infected, let it fall off. I'll do that for 10 years.
Yeah, dude.
Just do it like what they do with the dog's balls. Just wrap a string around it.
Just wrap a string around that thing.
You know what? I'm going to come up with I'm going to find the money.
You come up. Let's do the math.
You guys talk a big fucking game.
It's like most dangerous game. Like I'm going to start hunting humans.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be.
Until you're actually there in the spot with some loppers around your
honestly,
toe.
Honestly, if you were going to give me, not the 10 years retirement thing, but if you were going to give me, like, say... $1 million for part of my finger, I'd do it.
Dude.
See, $1 million is different. That's $1 million.
But 10 years.
You ain't making no $1 million in 10 years.
Yeah. But you're still losing it.
Not a chance.
But 10 years. Can you put a price, though, on your life? On 10 years of your life? Think about 10 years of your life.
How about this?
Think about the times where you couldn't do something because you had to work. You don't have that problem anymore.
How about this? I lop your toe off and you die in 3 years. Now you're dead with a missing toe and no retirement.
And they're going to look at you.
Because
here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take that pinky or that toe
and give it to science.
Yeah.
And it's got my DNA on it. And I want you to grow me from my pinky.
From your pinky toe. Just slowly grows. It's like, just a big toe with a little giant.
It'll be like a little baby with a giant pinky.
Kill me.
How do you know the toe is going to be your toe? What if the toe grows into your head?
Or your dick? What if you got toe dick?
Like a body grows out of your toe, so you just got your toe head.
It'd be weird with a penis with a nail. You got to clip it.
This is a weird podcast.
Oh, honey, you got a hangnail on your dick.
Oh, my God.
This is so weird.
At what point did people stop listening to this podcast?
I would say a good...
3 minutes ago.
Yeah, 3 minutes ago. Actually, no, I think when I said...
I think he's talking about episodes.
I feel like you post them... But it's like you're not actually using a computer. You're just using a coloring book. And Boss Man Bill just throws it in the trash. And you're like, oh, man, this is really good.
Yeah, this is great. Good job, guys.
This is hard-hitting stuff.
This is strictly just to occupy our time. That's it. So, all right. Well, I think that's good enough. Yeah, good. We had fun. So, yeah, you come up with 10 years worth of payment so I can retire and you can take that toe, buddy.
Take the toe.
Can we do
it live on air?
I will do a podcast.
Facebook Live?
This is a verbal binding contract. You give me 10 years worth of salary.
And what are we going to put it in? Are we going to put it in like a little mason jar?
In a jar full of that weird formaldehyde gel.
Oh, yeah, it floats around.
Floats around. It's just my little toe.
Yeah.
It's my little toe in there.
No.
Just give my little Gerber's starter baby food jar.
Oh, yeah.
And put the toe right in there. You're perfect.
Let's do it.
I love it.
Right. I need to take back some cans.
Hey, you start recycling. Give me that 10 years.
Yeah, right.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening, I guess. I appreciate it, even though most of you probably turned it off because it's the dumbest thing ever. Johnny, thanks for stopping in.
Yeah.
Johnny Greaser.
Here to take the conversation in a totally different direction.
Appreciate it. We ended with a penis toe. Toe penis.
Toe penis. Let that be a mental picture for everybody.
Let that be a mental picture. Don't forget to listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial, and we'll see you next time.
You still pee out of a toe penis?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Yeah, but it's just it jams up a lot.
No.
Toe jam.